The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And five, hey, four, hey, three, hey. Two. What up, y'all? Here's what?
Oh! And you in Venezuela.
Kev's not sleeping. No, come in, man. Come in.
Come you on. You made it.
No.
And five, four, three,
keep it all
two. What up, y'all? Welcome to anything. I'm Kevin Stage.
That chick, AJ.
Welcome to another podcast episode of Smash That Like Button. Smash That Notification. All 2024. Welcome. My apologies, guys. I didn't sleep well. I woke up at 2 a.m. and my body was like, what if you was awake right now? Knowing you have to be there at 8.
Why now?
I was like, but why? Like, I don't know, man. Just what if?
You've been just up since 2 or did you doze off?
From like 2 to like 5:30.
Did you have to pee?
I didn't even have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, that's even worse,
man. Wasn't even Monty. I just was up and I was like, you know, you wake up in the middle of the night and you just be like, just don't get your phone. I did that for like 35 minutes. I was like, because once you get your phone, you add another hour minimum.
You should have just wrote a movie script if you're going to be up for 3 hours.
I should have.
A couple eps.
And I didn't. I just looked at my phone, watched some videos. And then around 5, I was like, okay. I feel like if I go now. And then I had to close my eyes for 30 more minutes. And then as soon as I closed my eyes.
Me.
Y'all put this in the chat a lot. This 64-year-old lady got pregged out. She called the man, and this was the video if you haven't seen it.
Trying to get in touch with you, but you haven't been answering your phone.
Duty?
Yes, it is.
I've been busy, duty. I apologize. I've been sawed up.
Well, you know you got a baby coming, right?
Baby who?
Your baby.
My baby.
Yes, you have one too. You have one coming.
I have one coming.
Yes,
how
you do.
That
what?
How that happened? How they tell you?
You know how it happened.
Don't met no baby, Judy.
Well, we'll see when it did.
Don't met no baby, Judy.
So what are you trying to say? I'm out here sleeping all around.
You sleeping somewhere, but
no, I'm not. Neither.
Judy, somebody ain't being honest here, Judy. Something ain't right.
You'll find out when we have that DNA test done. That's all I got to say. I'm not going to get my blood pressure up back and forth with you. We're just going to have that done, and then we'll go from there.
I understand, Judy, but something must be wrong now, Judy.
So I'm not going to have anything else to say to you because I'm really pretty much pissed off at you because you ain't been answering your phone. You going on, or I'm going to put your ass on child support.
No.
Because I am not going through this shit no more. Oh, you bitch, you get a DNA. We can go down there and get a DNA test done.
Get Maury out of retirement.
Now, he's doing what he got to do.
Okay, so let's do what we have to do.
And that
DNA test will straighten it out since you don't believe it. I thought you was better than that, but I see you're not.
Stand up for what he's supposed to.
Well, then, because when Pete up being born, I'm going to put your ass on child support.
Who the hell gave you the pregnancy? Who did that?
Didn't I just show you that pregnancy test I had did?
Judy, that ain't me, Judy. You ain't been talking to me, Judy.
No, because you ain't been answering your phone, you damn liar.
Right. I'm cut the lights off, Judy. I had to cut your mom.
You had to do what?
This is sexual harassment.
No, huh? It's not no sexual harassment. You're not going to get out of this.
Judy, I don't know, Judy. I don't think I can have no babies, Judy.
Well, I've been trying to get in touch with you, but you haven't been answering.
This is sexual harassment.
Sexual harassment.
Angel, as a woman, can you imagine being pregged out at 64 and the man said, Angel, I can't make no baby. What you calling me for? I can't do it, do you?
Listen.
I ain't never met no baby before.
She's like, and I'll get the DNA test because I'm not playing with your ass. I just pray for her and this child because I don't know how either one of, I don't, to foresee both of them making it out of this after 9 months. I just pray both of them make it out of this. All three, actually, because they all sound like they close to the heaven's doors.
Where all three?
The daddy, the mama, and the baby.
Oh,
I don't.
The grandma is the baby.
The grandma is the baby. I feel for, because this is the, I'm like 64, them eggs.
Them eggs over hard now.
Woo, this is the type of baby that you take care for the rest of your life, of baby.
You 82 when that baby turned 18.
I think of all the medical problems, like the baby's arm might grow out of his head. Like this is a scramble. Like, this is the type where you and me belong together forever. There's no where when you grow up and you move out, the baby's not moving out.
And what you doing shooting up the curb at 64, man?
That sperm was walking. That sperm.
It tumbled into her.
That sperm went to the egg wall, put his head on there and said, whew, how far to the egg? I'm not going to be going out. The egg used to be closer to the door here now.
That thing fell up out like this. Like one of these fell up out of his penis and accidentally fell into a hole. There is no... I remember the video of her going to the doctor's office.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yes, so I originally saw her go to the doctor's office and whoever, her daughter or somebody, laughing and being like, how you feel being pregnant? She's like, I can't believe it. And she was sitting on the examination
table.
And I really wanted to be like, show the ultrasound. I want to see what this baby looked like up in there.
That ultrasound with them cameras, I used to go.
No, the baby's older than me up in there already. Do you understand? The baby 50.
The baby pledged Delta in the womb. Now yes. I'm in utero.
The baby is older than all of us in this room. It's too loud out there. Hush up.
Cut up all that cocoa melons and turn my story, my young and the restless on. All this cocoa melons. That's what's wrong with y'all. Y'all on them iPads. Cut my Matlock on. And the old one, not the new one with Kathy Bates. Right. I want an Andy Griffith my Matlocks.
Pan. That's what I want.
That baby got grape nuts in his bowl. You ain't give me none of this sugary cereal. Give me grape nuts in my Metamucil.
First of all, I think it's great that at 64, she's still having sex. But... she's like, you ain't picked up the phone. So when was the last time? Like, the fact that he's like, you won't even talk to me. She's like, you ain't picked up the phone. When did he pick up his penis is what I want to know. When did he pick that up?
I can't make no baby. I think it's hilarious that no matter what age you are, you're going to be arguing about child support.
Oh, yeah.
This is what the black men want out of Kamala. Man, I saw somebody on Twitter said, mandatory federal DNA testing for the baby. You got to abolish child support. Y'all got Roe v. Wade out of here? Get child support out of here now. We can't get no generational wealth because of child support. This man ain't going to vote for Kamala unless you get the child support out of here.
It's so crazy that, yeah, it doesn't matter what age you are. These men are like, I don't want to pay for no baby.
I just wanted to have the sex, not the responsibility.
And I really thought that I didn't have to worry about it with you. I would think so.
If I was 64 and Judy turned up pregnant, I said, now who did that to you? Because when was, my question is, and I know menopause comes and goes, you know, was she just never having menopause?
She did not go through menopause.
So she was just, it could have been a possibility at any time.
Let me make sure. I think you stop ovulating at menopause. So.
And aren't every egg a woman has.
It's already there when you're born.
So that egg been there 64 years.
It's on layaway.
That egg was waiting in the wings.
Mm-hmm.
playing bingo in the where the eggs start? Fallopian tubes? Where they be kept at?
They start in the ovaries.
They start in the ovaries. Speaking of big O's, I wanted to tweet this. WNBA finals. You know, we say when men have a good shot, big shot, he got big balls. I want to get big O's going.
For Sabrina?
Sabrina, Courtney Williams had a big shot. I wanted to go, hey, big O's. She had big O's to take that shot. Y'all think it's going to catch?
Yeah, it'll catch.
All right, cool.
Drop them O's.
Drop them. Hey, she got big O's.
Drug them O's on the
but
court.
Why? It seems like you're doing low-hanging titties, though.
Well, that's how they do big balls. Sam Cassell used to be like, when he hit a big shot, he'd be like, I had big balls, and he would do this. Mm-hmm. So I want the women to be like, big O's.
I don't know. I feel like it should be more like a, like big O's, like that.
Because they're set a little higher.
They are set higher. Mm-hmm. Right, like, but that looks like pumping.
Yeah.
Okay, I like this. Pump, we could switch it up. O's. Big O's, boy.
Pump up the O's. Your stomach, Kev, your stomach.
I told you, when you hit the top.
No, I know, but you.
Crop top. Big O's. But
yeah, I feel like that's.
Yes. Yeah, all right, WNBA players who watch this podcast, let's get big O's going.
Yeah.
I said big O's, not O.
O-V-O.
O-V's.
O-V's.
S.
I said O-V-O, like you said O-V-O.
No.
O-V-Z.
O-V-Z.
So apparently that egg was playing hide and seek and was like, is anybody going to catch me? And came up out of her ovary really, really late.
That egg was created in 1960. That egg was around when your daddy was alive. Almost when your daddy was alive. That
Martin Luther the King.
Oppression.
Mm-hmm. That egg was born in the civil rights.
Jim Crow South.
Yes.
Yeah.
That ain't no... That egg been through some things.
That's a Black Panther egg. Say black.
That's why it's
Panther
a fighter.
Egg. I just don't... I'm like... I need to know what the doctor said. What type of... I want you to understand.
Quality of life.
That's what I'm saying. This, you taking care of this baby forever.
You got to name that baby Ethel.
Well,
you got to give that baby a name from whence it came. Yeah, you can't give it a new name.
You say they're taking care of the baby forever, but it...
Yeah.
Whatever. Well, no, the baby gonna be gone when the mama be gone.
Yeah.
They get a double burial because the both of y'all going together.
The baby gonna be 18, the parents gonna be 82. What was you gonna say when I said Ethel?
I was going to say, when I turned 30, you would have thought. Well, I had the twins when I was 34. Amar when I was 39. You would have thought, okay, that I was 85 with the amount of tests.
Oh, geriatric preg.
With the amount of, okay, so.
You 30 now. What you want to.
So we got to, you know, this is a, it seems like you have a viable pregnancy, but we need to monitor you closer. We need to make sure that everything's okay. So I can't.
Doctor, we live with you. We're going to be with you every day, Judy. What is you doing? We got to check you every day.
We got to keep the thing around your arm, the machine. You're going to hear it beep, beep for like forever until you have this baby. This child in her stomach, it can't be real. This can't be real.
It is.
We got to make.
Men have children. Men get women pregnant at 64 all the time.
They keep making sperm.
Sperm keep coming. Women don't often get pregnant at this age.
I know people who can't get pregnant at 40.
I know. That's one of, I remember I was sitting in the comedy club, Keisha E., I think it was like Keisha E. Ty and stuff. We was waiting for the show to start or something. And they was talking about freezing their eggs and stuff and all that. And I said, this is my friend group now.
Yeah.
Mm. Frozen. We had Keisha who's talking about frozen eggs, freezing her eggs. And Ty, whose child is a full grown adult. I think Ty's baby is like 22.
She's a grandma.
Yeah, Ty's a grandma. And I said, now this is life. These are my friends. We 41. This is what we talking about. Mm-hmm. Freezing eggs and grandchildren. That's my grand.
Let's put a couple on ice.
Put a couple on ice. Get them young eggs. But these eggs ain't frozen. That's the thing. These eggs been in that ove.
If I was
swimming
64 and I took a pregnancy test and they said I was pregnant, we turned that baby into a smoothie. Angel. You coming about. Okay. You are getting blended. And extracted. I'm so sorry. Trigger alert. I'm triggered. There's no way. Okay. Name the baby Jamba Juice because you're coming up out of me. You understand?
Angel.
There's no there's no way.
Can't laugh at that. Oh, it's too late. I can't tell my body was funny. I got to deal with the consequences later.
I'm dead serious. There's no way.
Since y'all got she your said, then y'all go ahead and do the rest.
Yeah.
She said, name that baby after a smoothie, mango or go-go, because okay. You are about to get up out of here.
You are cutting protein shake up out of me, okay? You could have had a great future. You should have showed up earlier. So sorry. the show is sold out. We got to turn you away.
Sold out.
We have no more available seats in the vehicle. Ain't no way!
This womb is sold out. I'm sorry, Hez. I'm sorry.
Oh, snap.
There's no way.
Oh, snap.
What? Oh, hell no. Oh, God, dog, no.
The show is sold out.
It is. We ain't got no more seats.
Somebody in the picture earlier said they all going to be in diapers.
Oh, absolutely. Depends in Huggies all together.
Man.
Oh, Lord. Ain't no if it's a girl. Well, I'll never know. I'll ask once it come out, was it pink or blue? Oh. There's no damn way.
The baby never would have made it. Yeah.
The previews have already shown. The show is going. You cannot enter now. No.
White glove. What is you doing?
Ain't no way.
They coming down doing the curtain call. You missed it. It's over with. The buzzer is sounded. The players are in the locker room. Yeah. Who are you cleaning up?
Yeah.
It's over. Your ticket's null and void, baby. Right. I don't know how they scanned you through here.
Ain't no way.
You can't come in. Super Bowl's over. There's confetti on the ground. We getting ready for the next event. We got Bruno Mars in here tomorrow. What is you doing?
Ain't no way. People, I don't care if abortion was illegal in all 50 states. God bless Canada. Okay? Let me tell you. Add a little maple syrup to it. I'm not going to have no baby at 64. There's no way. There's no way. I don't understand. I mean, God bless this elderly woman. Okay? And I really do, honestly. I'm like, how are they both going to make it out of this okay?
Man.
Because we be fighting for our life at actual childbearing ages.
Yes.
At like, you're actually of the age.
Your bladder is, you got 64, right? You still good continence, 64. You're going to be 64 in 20 years. I got 23, I'm going to be 64. You imagine what he do to a young, healthy bladder.
You think I have good continence. First of all, thank you. I was stuck there. I was like, who is he talking to? Is the continence in the room with us?
You have peed on yourself at times.
Multiple times. Multiple. So my bladder would have been prelapsed up out of my body. If 64 having a baby,
I'm going to
put that in my clutch. It's right here. Don't worry. I just empty it out when necessary. Ain't no hurt. I don't understand. They're going to have to cut that baby up out of her.
Oh, yeah. Big C. Cesarean.
Yeah, I can't imagine them being like, go ahead, push that out. Unless they just want to see a freak show. We just want to see what happened. We ain't never seen nobody push out a baby and have a stroke and a heart attack all at the same time.
Why would you say a freak show?
Because to put that much stress on a woman, and she looks, and the thing is, she actually, I feel like she looks great. She seems, you know, healthy, like as far as in like from the outside looking in. When she was walking up into the doctor's room, she didn't have no like limp or nothing. Yeah, nothing like that. She seems healthy, but there's still a lot to put on. She ain't Gammy Norris.
Y'all want to see her?
I would like to see a movie called The Last Egg from the egg's perspective.
Oh, that egg is pissed.
That egg got glasses on
that
in
egg
the
might
womb.
Have been living its daily routine life in there.
Let me tell you what that egg did when that sperm came up to here. What you doing here? I ain't been fertilized. I've been here since 1960. What is you doing? Why are you trying to get up in me now? I got my program coming on. I'm the last egg in here. What you doing? Get off me. Hey. Hey, this don't open up good. Now get up off me. Hey, a tingling in me. What is you doing now? I can't believe I'm getting fertilized after all these years. I got some greens on the stove.
Why is the egg older than her?
The egg's 64 too. They the same age.
egg is 85.
I got some greens on the stove. I got some cornbread bacon. And I know them kids doing Jiffy out here. I ground this from scratch.
And listen.
Well, look like I'm going to let me grab my purse then. If I got to be getting all on, let me cut the lights off in here. I got my whole set. Let me get my favorite blanket since you're going to be carrying me down the road.
Since you're going to be carrying me down the road. Gerald.
I never left the ovaries. You say fallopian tube. I thought them done dusted up out of here. She ain't no hysterectomy.
No snip snap.
What menopause supposed to be in that? Menopause supposed to been coming in here. Menopause ain't short to work.
It's menopause. She ain't, that shit has not paused yet. It Netflix has not said, are you still here watching? It's just letting the series play. What is the prop?
You done got to the bottom of Netflix. No. That button supposed to come up there if you ain't watching.
No.
You don't watch Love is Blind, Habibi.
Yeah.
In Arabic.
Yeah, absolutely.
You watched it in English. You don't come back around. It's in Arabic now.
It has not given the prop. I really do want to know, like, has she had periods or is this like?
She had exclamation points. It's over.
Nigga, this is a question mark. That's what we're at.
You got different punctuation. You got the Spanish question mark, which is a question mark with flair. ¿Qué es eso?
Pregnante?
Hey, is that so? You need something else on top of that little period here. We need another line. We need a line, a question.
Oh, my God.
Semicolon, comma, period ain't going to cut it.
If it were possible, and you and Melissa grown, y'all got grandkids.
I done had my own grandbaby.
So how you going to feel if you all going to have a baby that was younger than your grandchild?
I got Melissa pregnant at 64.
What y'all doing? You turning that shit into content.
The old dad. Sometimes I regret that we can't have no kids. Cause the child content would be through the roof.
That's what Although Tad said.
Sometimes the mommy content makers, they got it. I seen some of them did photo shoots in the maternity room. Mm-hmm. Like they didn't get a chance to rest. They at work.
Full makeup. Hair done.
Where in my culture, you was braided back.
Looking like you go about to go into prison after you had
braided
the baby.
Back, no spread.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody want no camera in there. Get mm-hmm. the camera off me. These women is at work in the maternity room, labor and delivery, deliver these videos and reels.
Yeah,
Lisa showed me some. I said, God, dog, they got a snapback. They got rollouts. They don't have no time to warm up.
Yeah,
we've been waiting for this baby. I seen a rapper. The girls who was running. Last summer, Fly Out of Boss.
Oh, okay. I was thinking track and field, but thank you.
She's been promoting her song, Full Pregnancy. The last video I saw on TikTok, she was in she got a song where she said something about Nepo Baby. She got the gown on, still rapping in the hospital bed.
That's so good. Well, see, Sexy Red did it.
Listen, I'm at work. My Melissa's doctor, when she was pregnant with Isaiah, said something that stuck with me. Because I thought, pregnancy is delicate and stuff. That woman said, you are pregnant, not sick.
Mm-hmm.
You can do everything you want to do. I see there's a lady at my gym, 9 months pregnant.
Yeah. I was doing sprints still, pregnant with the twins at 7 months.
Sprints?
Mm-hmm. At 24 Hour Fitness. But then eventually I started to hold on because I said, if you fall, you will kill one of these babies. And I was lifting weights.
You
don't
have twins no more. You're going to have twins.
Yeah, listen. I was like, it's going to be Sky, not even Sky Kai no more. I'm just going to mush y'all together. Oh, God. But yeah, no. Pregnancy is not an infirmity.
No.
This is the reason why I wanted to have the babies at home. But my husband was like, hell no. Because I was like, you only go to the hospital when you're sick.
I've seen them people. They be having a little kiddie pool mm-hmm. and stuff.
Marcus said, I want no parts of that. He was like, there's shit in the water.
There's a lot of that.
Yeah, he said, I won't put my hands in there. You won't have my support. I said, you won't want to hold me? He said, no.
Quick aside, you had Marcus in that house with them two braids from that idiot braid boy on Love is Blind. First of all, spoiler, I got to tell you about this Love is Blind thing. How far are y'all?
I'm caught up.
Joshy?
I haven't been able to start.
Okay, close your ears.
Just go ahead.
Boy, that woman and that man had that argument about her falling asleep. On her parents, she was eating them chicken wings. This man has had the worst day of his life. He said, can we talk? She brought that chicken over to them.
That's a thick girl.
She brought that chicken over and said, with the nails. He said, you fell asleep.
He was so mad.
You fell asleep.
I said, am I missing something?
She said, I'll talk to your parents for 4 hours. I'm tired. I'm hungry. I'm sorry. You were asleep all day. I was asleep for an hour. Dip, dip, dip. She's not stopping these chicken wings.
Yeah.
And she was tired. She said, I like my naps. Yeah. I said, first of all, I'm with you.
I know. Kevin was like, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, I want to vote for you. If Kamala don't make it or next term, you go up and you say, what is my policy? Wings and naps? Where I put your name at? Because this is what I'm talking about. I didn't talk to your family for 4 hours. Well, they drove 10 hours. I talked for four. Oh,
you would have been like, first of all, I should be mad at you for letting your parents talk to me for 4 hours.
It ain't my fault they don't fly. Why is they driving?
Me and your parents ain't in the pods.
No. 4 hours is plenty. I am entertaining. That's two shows in a row, basically. Four shows.
Yeah. Yeah.
What else you want me to do? I need my nap. He said, well, I don't ever want to see you again.
Oh, he threw the two tails. He
turned into Uncle Sam. I don't ever want to see you.
You better say, Kevin.
I don't. He really walked out of her life.
He turned into a toddler.
Because she was tired.
He was mad. He was like, it's a no for me.
He pursed them lips together.
I said, now she's been an asshole prior to this.
Yeah.
What is this moment saying?
You can tell. It's so interesting. That's why I never want to do a reality show. Because you don't realize you acting like a baby. And it's obvious to the entire nation, you mad about something else.
Yeah.
And you picking the stupid thing to plant your flag about.
Yeah.
Because when you watch that back, you know you look dumb.
I hope he sees it. I hope he sees it.
You can let me talk?
I know. I was like.
You can let me talk?
I said, you a baby. You a whole child. And you sat there.
You didn't talk to my mom and dad.
You sat there and read that letter to her daddy. I would have been pissed off about that. You done read that letter. Had my daddy up here crying. And you breaking it off because I took a nap and didn't text
over
back after you said, get your child's checked?
What are we talking about? This is why I'm going to stay married forever.
Listen.
Because love is blind. I poke my eyes out before you send me in the pods. and that Hannah.
That hunchback of Notre Dame.
That I wish. He let her talk crazy to him episode after episode after episode. I got up. Me and Melissa was relaxing in Washington, Mexico. I got about the best. Who is she talking to?
She thought she was the prize. And I was like, a prize horse. I need you.
Angel.
In your beastly self to calm it down. Even though, you know, she is like this little now.
Is she?
Yeah, she's lost a lot. The only place that I have extra weight. That wide back, that projector screen back. I was like, baby, you got to humble yourself.
She, and also, listen, no disrespect to the whites. She said, well, yeah, he's hot. I said to Liz, what is hot?
I said, these people have self-esteem.
I said, who is hot in the room with us?
They have the biggest self-esteem.
And I'm not even saying white people are not attractive.
No, they too. Those two were not hot.
Katie? I'll give y'all Katie.
Katie was pretty.
Y'all shouldn't say this at all.
Ever.
Y'all should have been in the pods. Because y'all, I mean, they came out them pods. They thought that was God's gift to beauty.
Oh, my God, you look so good. I said, oh, then y'all are meant for each other. The fact that y'all both see that in each other.
That man looked like anybody.
he looked like everybody.
Kevin. Anybody, everybody in the world.
Kevin from The Office would have said, the question was, is she hot? Not, would you do her?
Right, exactly. But I'm telling you, Josh, that man... I mean, he thought he was a Greek Adonis.
I know.
And that man looked like a teller. He looked like a gas attendant. He could have been a pilot. The only thing worse than being ugly is to be not noticeable. Mm. That man could commit every crime in the world because you walk past him every day.
Unforgettable.
Said, boy, stop. Fully.
And she just.
You could rob me. And tomorrow, I wouldn't remember your face. If you could rob me again. I said, boy, they done robbed me twice. That's crazy.
A whole different person.
Put you in the lineup. I would never know.
And he kept talking about football. Play football, football, football.
I wanted to see the tape.
Wait a minute, Kevin. Why am I giving you this?
Bond Beautiful?
Yeah, I was like, why am I giving you this?
Bald and beautiful, man.
No, don't worry about that.
Don't even do that, Angel.
You didn't want to talk about this type of stuff.
I didn't want to talk about married at first.
You didn't, so why are we doing it now, Angel, on a
don't
podcast?
Bring up the bald and beautiful. You know why? I wanted to keep it going.
Yeah.
You're gaslighting me. You're gaslighting me. I said it first.
You did. You won.
All right, let's move on. Since Angel don't want to talk to me.
I do.
No, you don't.
I got 3 more sketches in the pocket.
Oh. Y'all's love is blind content. I said, I got up out my bed. I said, I'm laughing and I'm like, first of all, Marcus is a solid actor.
Yes.
He really comes across, you would never believe that man is a qualified electrician.
When he had the twist in, I didn't even realize it was Marcus.
What is so funny?
He just disappeared into the character, if you ask me.
I was like, that is Marcus.
Jeffrey Wright.
There you go.
Dr. Narcisse, the Spanish boy.
What's amazing is Marcus has not watched any of these episodes.
That's how good he is.
Any of them. I'm like, okay, this is the scene. Because the sketches are supposed to be about the music, but...
That? Oh, I meant to choke you out with this. You got me back. This is love. Okay.
This
is love and jealousy. I told Melissa, I have wanted to make a video about that. Every song is 18 seconds long.
Uh-huh.
This season, I said, now these are very specific. Like when that
it's
girl.
Always been in the first lyric.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always been
and when
in the
you
first
did that,
lyric.
I said, oh, you got me.
I didn't have you
beat me. I said, these doggone, and first of all, they turn them up to the max.
Yes.
And you're then, like, since everybody, I can't hear without the subtitles now. So you read the exact
absolutely.
Lyric.
1,000%. Yeah. When the nap girl broke up, the song says, she was tired. It was 4 hours he left. I said, hold on.
I can't wait till y'all see the rest of them.
Whose job is it? Because that ain't no music library.
No, they're like, we need a song about this.
Remember Songify, the app that we did an ad for, where they would be like, it's Angel's birthday, and they would write a song.
Yeah, then they would write a song.
It's them people.
Yeah.
You got to sit there and watch it and be like, song go here, 18 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of the pre-chorus, chorus, gone. Ain't no verse.
And I realized I could have that job.
Absolutely.
I could easily do that job.
It ain't nothing but a little love jingle.
Oh, my, let me, can I play? Can I play the next one I'm dropping?
If it was the bottom beautiful, you could. You don't want to do that.
I'm going to make sure. I just want y'all to know, y'all can keep trolling him.
No. What?
About it since, because this is crazy. The fact that he really wants to have conversation about this and cancel the whole show.
The thing is, I missed a whole season or two, but this season?
I only end up watching the season. I didn't want to watch it. At all, but I watched it because people kept saying, Angel, please
it was
watch
a lot.
It. So I said, okay, so the sketch is like, give me 90 seconds. Okay. Hold on, let me turn this up. Okay, see if you can figure out. Now, we changed some of the circumstances, but see if you can figure out what couple we're talking about. Okay, here we go.
You really want me to believe that you were at vacation Bible school? And you spent the night, really?
I forgot it was a lock-in, and we got thirsty because we were there all night, so we drunk some communion juice that we found.
So that's why you sent those disgusting text messages?
No, we got really drunk from the communion juice, didn't know the alcohol content was that high, it's even higher than beer, who knew?
Those DMs you sent were just... horrible. You said something about wanting to do something with her in a chimichanga?
I had to be true to my heritage, and I figured what better way
that's hilarious.
And what better goes with communion juice and alcohol and my Latino
the song is
than a chimichanga.
But you told her you wanted her with a chimichanga in her.
Well, that's my Latino heritage.
So it's even more disgusting than that. These ugly flowers you got me. When I said I wanted flowers, I meant roses. I meant calla lilies. I meant something gorgeous. You got these for $5 off the side of the road.
No. Those flowers were hand-picked.
Venmo me the damn money you owe me.
Chimichanga, we belong. Chimichanga, we belong. We belong. Together.
This is how it's all me.
Chimichanga,
it's
we
like,
belong.
They're like, chimichanga is what we've been talking about. This is, I cannot wait to drop this one. Hold on.
How are you recording this? On your phone?
My little chimichanga. Yeah. That's how I'm doing it.
Are you just doing on voice note? I try to do GarageBand and I cannot figure it out, and it's so frustrating to me.
So what I did, because I wrote these 5 songs in like 30 minutes, is I had the music in my ears on my computer, and then I was singing into my phone, and then I sent the phone recording into my computer and put the music in the song, the music and me singing together in GarageBand.
So you just laid it over.
Yeah.
Two track.
I'm trying to do it on to, that's what I'm gonna do.
Yeah.
Anyway, I did shake your ponytail out. I'm sorry, Angel.
You did.
But I this week I said this girl is killing it.
Oh, I'm not playing no mother.
Oh, killing it. All right, moving on. Now, this was a this was all the rage on down to the Twitter.
What?
Wicked is coming out soon with Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande.
That she's
we're not
lying.
Gonna say that. She's we're lying. Just not gonna say that. You should have stopped.
Is there
us
an early. I at the end of her name?
No, it's Grande. Okay. Your name's down to the Starbucks girl. Hush. Okay. So the movie poster comes out, and it's Ariana whispering into Cynthia Erivo's ear.
It's like that.
Yes, and her
brim is right.
Her brim is above her eyes. If you don't know, I've never seen Wicked. I've never seen Wicked, but I've seen the poster in New York. Mm-hmm. On the poster, the brim is like covering the Wicked Witch's face. Uh-huh. Right. So a fan fixed it. I'm going to use the quotes. Fixed it. And basically made their version mimic the version that you see on Broadway, which is animated, right? It's not a people. It's like a drawing.
It's like a drawing.
And Cynthia Erivo, friend of the pod, by the way.
She sure is.
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, she put on, she sent me, commented on one of my things and was I just love you. I was like,
I talk to Cynthia Erivo all the time. Not all the time,
but yeah.
From time to time.
She's good. Good people.
She tweeted this. She put this in her Instagram stories. This is the wildest, most offensive that list came out.
It did. I was like, wow, it's okay. We don't judge
you. You're okay.
Okay.
It's still safe. It's still safe.
This is the wildest, most offensive.
What the text is so small. Are you reading it at the small text?
To be fair, you're tired and you're coming over that day cold. You know
the list come with the tire. No, okay, I made it big. Let me put my glasses on.
Seen me trying to read it. It wouldn't get big for me.
Don't you do that, Ignacio. Don't you write out offensive.
I had to read it with the text.
Oh, got it. I don't know how you did that, Angel.
Listen,
I'm going to get it right now.
Can I do it?
You can do it, Angel. This is the wildest, most offensive thing I've seen, equal to that awful AI of us fighting, equal to people posing the question, is your star green? Oh, I didn't know that was a thing. I didn't know. I didn't see that.
I'm assuming that.
Oh, they asked if her coochie was green. None of this is funny. None of this is cute. It degrades me. It degrades us. The original poster is an illustration. I'm a real life human being who chose not to look right down the barrel. Who chose to look. Oh, she put two's there. Okay. Who chose to look right down the barrel of the camera to you, the viewer, because without words, we communicate with our eyes. Our poster is a homage, not an imitation. To edit my face and hide my eyes is to race me, and that is deeply hurtful. People called her mostly overreacting, and then everything but a child of God. People's harbored feelings towards her came out. Here's my honest thought.
9, 8, 7,